Nicola's on the line from Wigan. Hi, Nicola.
Hi, Stig.
Tell me your story.
Well, my husband's recently been diagnosed as autistic. The only reason that the diagnosis has really come about is because our son, who's 10 now, he got diagnosed 18 months ago, and we saw the traits within our eldest, within my husband as well. So, obviously, when we saw that they were very similar in the traits, that I then started to speak to my husband about the possibility of him having autism as well. And
what were those traits?
Well, obsessive behaviour, so if he gets into something, he will become obsessive over it and spend many hours, putting time and effort into that, which on one level is great, and I do highly respect that in him, because he truly puts his heart into something when he gets there. But, you know, it can overrule sometimes in the home life as well, so that, you know, it's finding that balance. Dominating conversations and things like that, and social communication he's not great at. He can be quite anxious in social situations, not really sure of appropriate things to say or when to speak and things like that. It can seem quite giddy and stuff like that at times as well, which is something you'd probably find quite strange if you were to speak to him for the first time, because he seems quite overexcited and, you know, and stuff like that. So it's...
Does it help you, Nicola, knowing that your son has it and your husband has it? I mean, or do you feel sad that they've got a condition, or do you think, well, I always knew there was something about them, something special about them, in the way that all of our families have something special about them, and now I can put a name to it?
To be honest with you, I didn't recognise the traits within my husband when we first got together, which was 12 years ago, and it was only through watching my son grow up and realising that he had differences. So, for example, at parties, we saw the differences between him and other children. He was quite overexcited, or he wouldn't bond with his peers as well as what we would have hoped in school and things like that. And on the initial diagnosis, I will admit to you, I was quite upset because he was my son, and I couldn't figure out a way to try and help him to understand it and get through life. I wasn't really sure how he would grow up to be, whether he would be, you know, okay with his diagnosis himself, how he would cope as an adult. But it turned it around a little bit for us, because knowing that my husband is now autistic, one of the things we're facing at the moment with our eldest son is that he doesn't believe that in adult life he will thrive. He doesn't believe that he'll ever drive a car or have a wife or be able to go out and be in social situations or in busy, crowded places. And the one supporting thing that we have at the moment, and it's huge for us, is that my husband is there doing all of these things.
Yeah.
He's got a wife, he's got two beautiful children, he's got the house, he's got the car, he's holding down a job, and really that is what we're trying to focus on at the moment with our son. And we're saying to him, look, your dad can do it, so you can do it. And I'm giving that, I'm trying to flip it around onto a positive to say, well, autism isn't all drab and dreary. There are people out there coping with it, and they're coping with it fantastically. And it's about acceptance of the people around you as well, because it's hard to live with sometimes. It's challenging for me as well.
Yeah, and how are you, Nicola?
Fine. Yeah, I'm fine, and I will admit some days are worse than others, because when you've got two of them to prepare to go out on a day out, it can be really challenging when the younger one's having a meltdown about going out because he doesn't know what to expect, and the older one's having a meltdown about the younger one having a meltdown. So it can be really, really challenging on those days. But I wouldn't change what I've got for the world, because the two men I've got in my life that are autistic would absolutely go above and beyond for anything that they could do for us, because that's, you know, a really positive thing about people with autism. They can be so enthusiastic about the things that you're into, and my husband really supports everything that I do. He's always there for me, he's always encouraging me, and he will even sort of jump in there with me sometimes, you know, if I want something, you know, he'll try his best to make it happen for me, which is really lovely.
So you wouldn't change him?
No, I wouldn't, because I've learned to love him, and I've grown with him over the past 12 years, and I just wouldn't, and I wouldn't change my son either. I would I would take away the things that he struggles with at the drop of a hat if I could, don't get me wrong, but I wouldn't change him because I love my child and my husband for those reasons, and that's the reason why we're together, because his personality fits with mine, no matter how the autism affects.
Nicola, thank you so much for calling. What a lovely woman you are, and what a lovely story that is. Saying that she wouldn't change her kid, kids and her husband with autism, because it's part of who he is. And I think that's what's coming out of it. You can live within your limits. You can understand what it actually means to be autistic. And there's a positive side to it. That's what Nicola was saying.